You are listening to When the Village Sleeps, written and narrated by Cindy Wemagona.
To the community of Woodside Special Care Center, who show what is possible when every person is cared for and supported to allow them to realize their potential. Part 1, Chapter 1. Ah, blessed day, Saturday. Busisiwe wiggled her toes. With all her heart, she hated her life. Not all of it. People like that committed suicide, her mother once told her. Not that anyone took what Phyllis said seriously. Yes, Busi hated her life. But one of the few blessings, one thing she really appreciated, was the sixth day of the week. Not only was there no school, there was no one else in the house. Phyllis, her mother, gone. And Lily, in whose house they lived, gone. Lily's husband, Uncle Louvo, gone. The whole lovely morning she was alone. Oh, my God. She had all the space to herself, just herself, by herself, no one else but herself. Saturday. The grown-ups were away at work. They all worked over the weekend, including half-day Sundays for the two women, Mama and Aunt Lily. The two older boys, her cousins, were out attending funerals. Funerals were opportunities for feasting. On Mondays already, Temba and Sazi started prowling for houses with tents in their yards. Tents meant death, and death meant a funeral, and a funeral meant food galore. Food for all, and not the invitation either. Nobody would turn people away from a funeral. Funerals were much better than weddings. The ancestors and God and his angels, one that Busisi were present. Now, what host would dare appear graceless before the ancestors and God and demand an invitation card? The bereaved family welcomed all who came to honor the dead with proper respect. Therefore, on weekends, the boys went funeraling. They were veritable funerongers. Usisiwe smiled as she shook out a blanket. The boys often chatted about how they helped the men slaughter a beast, how fantastic innards roasted on an open fire tasted, what was served during the Friday night vigil, how the really good meat was cooked and distributed. Lately, even her little brothers, Owam and Esam, had started tagging along, following the older boys, who didn't seem to mind the tales. A week after the burial, the following Saturday, the family would be cleansed with the washing of spades ceremony, observed by all. Not as lavish as the funeral, it was nonetheless a feast for Amahonko, all aboard the gravy train. Because she was a girl, Busisiwe was not allowed the same privileges. Women could go to funerals, of course. It would fall on them to clean, scrape, and cook the veggies, a job tedious and back-breaking, with absolutely no reward. The older women saw to it that the job was done properly for such a weighty affair as death. But they imposed their authority on younger women who did the work while they supervised. I don't need such supervision, Busi thought to herself. She had